While you wait for DoorDash to deliver that $14 taco from Taco Bell,
listen to the Woody and Jim Show podcast. Why? It's right now. So, Halloween's over. Yep. Is it about time?
Yeah.
Is it about time? Should we open up the vault?
Yeah. Maybe let her out.
We should let her out now?
Yeah. We used to wait till Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Black Friday at the earliest.
But not anymore.
No.
Let's let her out. Let me open up the vault here.
Okay.
Okay. Got your chisel?
Yeah. Yeah. Ice pick, chisel. Okay. Right. Got a hammer. Ready to go?
Away.
Okay. Let's start hammering away at this.
Yeah.
All right. It's thawing out. It's thawing out. I think we're getting to the point.
It's waking up. All right. A few more good whacks, and I think this thing is.
And she's released.
And now. There she is.
Merry Christmas! I'm getting a new coat.
Okay. She's on the loose. Look out.
It's Mariah Carey season. Get out.
93.3 FM from our Eurostone studios. After having almost no rain during the month of October, Halloween night is when it decided to open up.
Soon as the kids put on their costumes.
Yeah. Of course, on Halloween night, we had a combination of trick-or-treating and also celebrating my grandson, Ollie's birthday and my son Alex's birthday. They were both born in October.
A lot of things to celebrate.
Yeah, so there's a whole bunch of people. And right as trick-or-treating began, it's where the skies just really...
Perfect.
And my son's wife, Chris, is a wedding planner. So she has like a whole case of like clear umbrellas that they use if there's rain during a wedding.
Emergency umbrellas.
Yeah, so it was actually really cool. We were able to all grab an umbrella, and it was a huge group of us going down the street.
Ah.
We lasted about three houses, and they had to turn around and come back. Because our heads were dry, but it was so windy that everything else was soaking wet.
Yeah.
And of course, Ollie was dressed as the Wolfman. So he had lots of fur on.
Okay.
So the rain coming down was making it start to soak up the rain and make it weigh like a ton.
Yeah. Yeah. And he looks like a wet cat instead of a wolf man.
He smells like a wet dog. But yeah, it lasted a little bit. The kids were very upset.
Well, you know, did you do things to make up for it? Like go and buy them like an enormous bag of candy?
Well, yeah, they already had that. So,
All right.
It's funny too. A dietitian, I actually saw this morning. A dietitian said, don't stop your children from eating as much Halloween candy as they want.
Okay.
The reason is they'll get sick and then they'll know not to do that again, which is the most BS thing ever.
Well, I'm thinking, maybe it makes sense.
It makes sense if you don't think about it too much.
Yes. And the more you know.
Yeah. A lot of people going through the neighborhood with it, you know, raining so much, and they had like the hatchbacks open on their SUVs or their vans.
Yeah.
And the kids would jump out and run to a house and then come back in and get back in the van and stay dry.
Oh, okay.
But that was super safe because, you know, they're running on wet grass, probably wearing a mask that makes it impossible for them to see. So super safe.
And they're not strapped into a moving vehicle where the only thing beneath them is pavement.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, super, super safe. 95.1 in Murfreesboro. It's Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. Woody and Jim in the morning. Thanks for tuning in.
If anybody hasn't warned you, let us be the first.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget to turn your clocks from sunshine and happiness to chores in the dark this weekend.
We do get an hour extra sleep, though. So there's a little bit of good news.
That's a good thing.
Of course, it's going to start getting dark at like noon.
95.1 in the borough. 93.3 totally. It's Totally Nashville. It's Woody and Jim in the morning. Just a couple of minutes ago, we said on the air, hey, don't forget, turn your clocks from sunshine and happiness to chores in the dark this weekend.
Right.
And just got a message from Bethany. She said, I'm in the minority here. I love this time change and loathe the spring one where we lose an hour of sleep.
That's
true. And we get daylight.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I like the daylight, but I would rather have the hour of sleep.
I'm just telling you, Bethany.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Have you taken your medicine? Are you all right?
I think, you know, you had a plan. We should just turn the clocks back an hour every weekend.
I'm totally for it.
And before we know it, it's going to be like 1978.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, we just go back in time. It's fine. things are a lot cheaper then.
Yeah, I get an hour of sleep and gas is 60 cents a gallon.
Oh, woo! Those were the days. Hey, of course, on Halloween, there wasn't a whole lot of trick-or-treaters because of all the rain that came through. The only time it rained for the entire month of October was on Halloween night. And we went to my son Jeff's house and had a little party over there, celebrating some birthdays and Halloween. And then we came home around 8 o'clock, my girlfriend Melissa and I, and we saw a few trick-or-treaters in the neighborhood, but there wasn't really anybody out.
Pretty much done. Yeah.
And so, actually, since we were going to be out anyway, we didn't bother getting any candy or anything. And we turned the porch lights out, and, you know, and just were sitting there watching TV. And
in the dark.
In the dark.
Pretending not to be home.
And then all of a sudden, we hear like a rapping at the door, like...
Oh, God, that's creepy. It's like the Babadook is outside.
And I'm saying, is that somebody knocking at the door? Because I don't know. I wonder if somebody's trying to pull a prank on us. You want to check and see who's at the door? No, I'm not going to go check who's at the door.
I'm not going to open the door to that.
So we were watching TV, and we both like leaned down where he couldn't see the tops of our heads over the couch. You know that thing you do when anybody comes to the door that you're not expecting?
Right. You gotta step to the side and peer through the curtain just a little bit.
Nobody's out. It finally stopped. So
I don't know.
Later when I get home, I may just see like, you know, bones out in front or something. I don't know what happened. But yeah.
I'm sorry, it. Yeah. You'll have to come back next year.
The thing is, it's like, you know, if it's somebody you know, they're going to text you and say, I'm outside.
They're going to tell you.
Nobody knocks or rings the doorbell. Everything, unless it's Amazon, I don't want to answer the door.
Exactly.
Three things you want to know this morning. If you're a big fan of the olive oil drinks they were selling at Starbucks, sadly, they're going to discontinue them. Why? Because they made you poop. They're pretty much laxative in a cup.
Kind of a... internal lubricant all the things.
I guess it was the brainchild of a Howard Schultz, the former CEO of Starbucks. Maybe that's why he's the former CEO.
That's right.
If you need to talk to him, he's in the bathroom.
Right, he never made it to the board meetings.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry, he's in the bathroom. Yeah. So he's disposed at the moment.
If you want olive oil in your coffee, you have to bring it yourself.
Remember back to 2020 when this song was playing in our houses? Squid Game.
Love it.
Season 2 is finally coming back. A trailer has dropped for the Netflix series that caught America by storm, and player 456 Lee has re-entered the Squid Game. He comes back after winning in season 1.
That's
sorry,
right.
Spoiler alert. Now he re-enters the game armed with the knowledge of what the game is really about, and he seeks to save the lives of the other players while trying to convince them to opt out and end the game once and for all.
Yeah, because they could vote to end the game if they want.
That's right.
Yeah, but I'm sure there'll be some complications.
I think there will be, and we won't expect what they are, because that whole show just threw us for a loop. That was amazing.
That was, unique.
It drops day after Christmas on Netflix.
Okay, very cool. Jennifer Lopez, J-Lo, she stormed out of a meet and greet when somebody asked her a question about Diddy.
Oh, because there's been a picture surfacing of her and Diddy at a party.
Because they had a relationship, and so they wonder if she was in any part of those freak-out parties.
Did she know about it?
Yeah, and I guess, you know, the guy was very disappointed. She left before she was able to autograph my bottle of baby oil.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I added that last part. That wasn't true.
Oh,
all right.
My God.
But it should have been true.
Can't believe you said that. But it is just like you to say it.
Three things you want to know. What are you, Jim in the Morning? Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. From our fabulous Eurostone studios, we are ready to play Gender Wars, brought to you by Goin Postal in Brentwood, your friendly neighborhood packing and shipping place. All right, for the ladies in the audience, we have Julie in
Nashville.
A lovely city. I've been there many times. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
Good morning. And for the guys, my son Alex is playing. Hello, Alex.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
Good. So, Alex is in town for a visit, and he begged me to play Gender Wars. Or I begged him. I forget which way it went. But yeah. So.
But it's a family affair, right. And it's going to be totally fair.
That's right.
We're going to keep it honest, and you've got to win outright to get the Dara Hall tickets. Let's start with Julie. Your Get Acquainted question is, if you could eat one food as much as you want without getting fat, what food would you pick?
It would be warm cookies with ice cream.
Oh. I think we all went there in our minds just now.
Ah, yes. What about you, Alex? If you could eat anything as much as you want without getting fat, what thing would you pick?
I think it would have to be something I got used to eating on my last deployment, and that would be a good tomahawk steak.
Oh,
a tomahawk steak.
It's a steak that you can enjoy and also use the bone as a weapon later.
Exactly.
Very good.
All right. Well, let's get things going.
We have a multiple choice question to start. Remember, you both have a screw you can use during the contest. If you get stuck, you can force your question on your opponent. All right, Julie, is Marshall Mathers the real name of Jay-Z, Eminem, or Ludacris?
Eminem
is right.
You got it right. Alex, your multiple choice question. Here it is. Is KitchenAid famous for selling mixers, plates, or microwaves?
That would be mixers.
Mixers.
That is correct.
Good job. All right.
All right. It's tied up.
Okay. Bounce back with this one, Julie. A standard NHL hockey rink has how many face-off circles?
Uh-oh. Screw.
Okay. All right. All right.
She's throwing it to Alex. Alex, you know anything about hockey?
Yeah, I know he plays hockey.
I know a little bit.
All right. How many face-off circles are in a standard NHL hockey rink?
There are five,
yes. Okay.
Nice. So, good job. All right. It's a 2-1 lead. Julie, a little bit behind now. Alex, you could win it with a right answer here. You're watching Triple G on the Food Network. What is the name of that show?
Triple G. Ooh.
You have a screw you can use if you want.
Yeah, let's go ahead and use it.
All right, using that screw.
All right, Julie, you could tie it up if you know this. You're watching Triple G on the Food Network. What is the name of that show? Triple G is the nickname.
Good Guys. Good Guys Groceries.
So close. I mean, like, you were kind of in the vicinity, but we can't give it to you.
Guys Grocery Games.
Yeah. Oh, you were so close.
Oh, let's go ahead and give it to her.
You were close enough. It was a complete guess.
Was it
a total guess?
Okay. Well, what he's gifting you that answer, it is tied up.
I don't want to make any kind of appearance of favoritism toward my son.
I understand. The appearance of impropriety.
Okay. Let's see. Julie, Ping makes equipment used in what sport? Ping.
Football?
No, they make football. Golf equipment.
Okay. It is a 2-2 game. Alex, this is your last question. You get this one right, you win. If not, we go to overtime.
Dun, 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 dun.
Alex, Sally Hansen is famous for selling what beauty product?
Is that like a makeup, like lipstick?
That's not correct.
You're so close. It's nail polish. All right, so we have a tie. We break the ties with Name That Tune Lyrics Edition. So up to 5 lines. How many lines will you need Jim to recite to name a song, Julie?
5.
Okay, she's saying she needs all of them.
What do you think, Alex? You want to do it in less than five?
Let's go four.
Four? Back to you, Julie.
Thank you.
You want to do it in three or make him do it in four?
Oh, no. He can do it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Alex, we're going to give you four lines to a song. You got to get the name of the song to us. Here it comes.
Don't You Know is the Perfect Time? We Can Make It Right, Hit the City Lights. Then Tonight, Ease the Love and Pain. Let Me Take You to the Max.
Wow. What song is that, Alex?
That is a great question. Because I have no idea.
No guess.
Usually I know what they are. I couldn't name that one either.
That was a tough one. That was PYT, which stands for Pretty Young
Pretty
Thing.
Pretty Young Thing, Michael Jackson. Oh, there you go. That means, Julie, you are the winner. Congratulations. You got tickets to go see Daryl Hall in concert.
Excellent.
Awesome. Thank right. you. Yeah.
You hang on.
Thanks for playing, Alex. Love you. See you at the house.
Absolutely. It's been joy playing. I've always listened for years and years, but have never gotten a chance to play, so I was nervous.
All right.
Wow. Very cool. Dreams do come true. This is the first time your dad lets you do something ever.
Exactly.
It's take your son to the phone on the work day.
Easy for right. you to
we
say.
Play Gender Wars again Monday morning, 7:20. The Dodgers won the World Series the other night, and of course they celebrated in Los Angeles, and a bunch of Dodger fans, well, they shot off fireworks is what happened, and this is what it sounded like.
Oh! Oh, his hand blew!
I know it did! Oh my goodness, bro!
Oh my goodness, bro!
Whoa.
He blew his hand off with fireworks!
Well, you know, I've heard that can happen.
Yes, it can happen.
That's terrible.
So, he said, let's give our team a hand, literally.
Just one. What is the sound of one hand clapping?
Exactly. I guess he'll find out. The doctors say, of course, that he is non-life-threatening, but debilitating.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Would think so.
Hey, lefty. That's awful.
Tennessee, we're in last place. We are dead last in voter turnout.
Oh.
So yesterday,
I thought you were talking about the Titans or something.
Oh yeah, that goes that without too. Saying. Yeah, that's not news.
Yeah,
that's
not news. Really?
Yeah, we are dead last in voter turnout. Millions and millions of Tennesseans did not vote. Now the early in-person voting mm-hmm. ended yesterday.
Right. So you have to wait till election day.
You gotta make your plans and, you know, use your fundamental right as a citizen to vote Tuesday. Figure it out. Okay, where are you going to do it? How are you going to do it? Set mm-hmm. some time aside so that when, you know, your person wins, you could say, yeah, I was a part of it. And when that terrible other candidate you don't like,
right,
you know, if they win, then you can say, well, at least I was part of the people who tried to stop them.
Stop that happening.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durban, walk around the neighborhood.
Just another reason that animals are so much better than people. In Canada, there's a one-year-old dog named Phoenix who befriended a homeless kitten. The kitten has been nicknamed Snickers.
Aww.
Kind of wandered into the backyard. The weird thing is the dog is nursing the kitten. And what makes it remarkable is the dog has never been pregnant. Wasn't pregnant, has never had puppies. But produced milk to help the kitten.
So the faucets weren't even turned on already.
But I guess the hormones kind of went to work and
it kicked in.
Needed to help the kitten, so actually started producing milk. And the owner of the dog and her veterinarian talk about it.
Snickers just came back from hiding from me, and she is just going back to nursing. It's the first thing that Phoenix is going to do to check where her kitten is, and then she's laying in that corner. And the kitten starts nursing right away.
It's not unheard of to see dogs nurse kittens and potentially the other way around. But it's certainly unusual to have a case of a kitten being nursed by a non-pregnant dog.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
Wow. Nature.
Dogs and kittens nursing together. The world is chaos. But a beautiful chaos.
It is a beautiful chaos. There you go. Look to the dogs and cats to live your life. There you go. Hope your mood has been changed.
So Halloween night was fairly interesting at my house. We haven't been getting a lot of trick-or-treaters, and this year, you know, we didn't buy a whole lot, you know, so we figure, okay, we're good. Mm-hmm. And so we had some trick-or-treaters. My wife always pulls the trick of, I've taken my makeup off for the day, so I'm going to go hide in the bedroom.
No one can see me till tomorrow morning.
Exactly. Okay, and so I have to answer the door every time, but I enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, I got to, I see, like, you know, young couples with their little kids, you know.
That's always cute. Yeah.
You know, just the Lowe's came over. They had their little kid dressed up in a lobster costume. It was awesome. I had pretty much, started to run out of candy at that point.
Really? Okay.
And it was like 10 after 8. And I'm thinking, okay, they're probably finished.
The little kids usually wrap up around 8. And then, of course, then you just have teenagers in hoodies showing up.
Sometimes. So I said, you know what? I'm kind of out of candy.
Okay.
So what I did was I turned the porch light off.
Right. The international signal for we're out.
I turned off the light that shines on the flag we have on our porch.
Okay.
And then we have, like, landscape lighting that shines, like, on the house from the bushes.
Oh, that's nice.
And I unplugged that. So
oh,
we
wow.
were in, like, complete darkness.
You were like a World War II London about to be bombed, World War II, you know, like,
exactly.
Blackout.
No, you couldn't see a thing. And so, you know, I just sat around, I was just doing my stuff. And then about 9 o'clock, I figured, all right, it's safe. I don't think anybody's coming around.
Mm.
So I turned the lights back on.
Uh-huh.
1 minute later, ding dong, there's like 7 kids.
Really?
At our door.
They were just in the street waiting for you to turn the light back on?
Apparently. I don't know. Like, I drew them like moths to a flame. And I'm like running through the house. I'm like, what do we got? What do we got? What do we got? What do we got? And then I found some stuff we had left over from a party last week. And it was like little individually wrapped Oreos and stuff like that.
Oh, that's not bad.
But there's like 9 kids at the door. And I've got 5 things that I've scrounged together to give out, right? So they're all like holding their little bags out and going, trick or treat.
Did you do like a bachelor-like competition to decide who gets the candy?
And this treat goes to
that's right.
the one that pleases me.
Will
most.
You accept this bite-sized Snickers?
I just said, hey, behind you, are you the mom? Yeah. I said, come on up here. I only have 5 things to give out. There are 9 children. Here they are. Here's the stuff.
Oh.
You decide which children you love and give them prizes. And I shut the door and turn the lights
on. Oh, my God. You put the pressure on her to say.
Totally. Totally.
Which child do you love the most?
That's right.
Because you know you have a favorite child. You just won't admit it.
It's not my problem anymore.
I know everyone has said for years that pineapples are the signal that you are a swinger.
Especially an upside down pineapple.
Right. Like putting it in your shopping cart and walking around your favorite grocery store and hoping that you get, you know, leads.
An approach. Yes.
I wear a lot of Hawaiian shirts, and I have a lot of Hawaiian shirts that have pineapples on it.
Well, that kind of makes sense.
So
it's Hawaiian.
Yeah. And when I walked through the grocery store, I just wondered why people were going, no, thank you. No, thank you. Next. No, well, thank you. But now there is a new signal, I guess.
Yeah. So there's always been red flags that your spouse might want to be cheating on you or is.
Yeah.
So not saying cheating is good. It's actually awful. But if you'd like to catch a cheater, maybe this is the way, right? So apparently, you know, if somebody's, you know, got time they can't account for, money they can't account for,
right.
You know, they might be cheating on you. If they have an account with Ashley Madison, they're probably trying to cheat on you.
There's probably some receipts and a paper trail somewhere, yeah.
But this is a new, more subtle way that, according to one dating website called Illicit Encounters, right, you're in the grocery store, it's a signal to others that you're married, but you're open to cheating.
Okay.
And that is, the bell pepper code.
Bell peppers?
Two bell peppers. It did not specify color, like green, orange, yellow.
Because they come in a variety of colors.
Yes, did not specify. Maybe those are levels of like how much you want to. Red's like, I really want to right now.
Or you're trying to pick what ethnicity you might cheat with.
I don't know. But the peppers are placed stem side down in that little section of the cart right at your hands.
Where you would put a baby.
You put a kid in there. Right. So they're stem side down, and there's two of them, and the bottoms are facing up. That is a hidden signal to others that you are willing to cheat on your spouse.
Mm.
So that's kind of interesting.
It is interesting. I know, you know, because I wear a lot of Hawaiian shirts that have the pineapples on it. I was at somebody's house. I will not say who. They were a mutual friend of a bunch of people in our family.
Okay.
And I actually told them, yeah, I just heard that, you know, that this is a signal of people that want to cheat are pineapples.
Oh, swing.
Yeah. Yeah. They're swingers. Yeah. And so somebody took me aside later and go, you know, they do that.
The people you were just talking to about.
So I was pretty much preaching to the choir. I said, you know, this is a signal that you might be a swinger.
And you had no idea. You were talking to swingers.
I was telling them, and they're going, mm-hmm, yeah, I've heard that too.
Yep. Awkward.
Yep, yep. Would you like a pineapple? Wow, that's something. So upside down bell peppers.
Yes.
All right.
I mean, which is kind of interesting. I don't know why the pineapple came into existence, but like two bell peppers upside down.
Yeah.
Looks like you want to cheat with Dolly. I don't know if there's symbolism there or not. I have no idea.
We're ready to play the game that's almost nearly impossible to lose. Could the answer be C?
Let's play the game where the choices are three. Maybe the answer to say is A, or perhaps it's correct to say B. But who are we kidding? Could the answer be C?
Yeah. All right, we have Carolyn on the line in Mount Juliet. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning.
All right. Are you familiar with the game, Could the Answer Be C?
Sure.
Whatever you say.
Because it doesn't really matter. The name of the game is Could the Answer Be C?
Okay.
All right. Multiple choice questions coming your way.
You got three questions. You have to get through all of them to win your prize. All right. You know what, Carolyn? Today is World Vegan Day. Experts say you can tell someone is vegan by A, their diet, B, their healthy lifestyle, or C, the fact that they tell you they're vegan after 5 seconds of meeting them.
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'm going to go, could it be C?
Yes!
Yes.
You've got the hang of it. Thanks for adding some drama and suspense.
Much fake hesitation. I love it. You're the best.
All right. Question number two, Carolyn. Don't forget to set your clocks back this Sunday. Setting your clocks back is very stressful for A, third shift workers, B, 24-hour businesses, or C, Flava Flav.
Definitely C.
Yes. Yeah. He must be exhausted.
And not easy.
Set all his giant clocks back.
And you got it looking down, doing it backwards.
Okay. Got two of them. You got to just get this one more right to win your prize. Carolyn, experts warn parents that small candies like Jolly Ranchers could be a choking hazard. Also in danger of choking are A, pets, B, the elderly, or C, the Titans every Sunday.
Oh,
that's brutal. No.
That's painful.
That's brutal.
Could the answer be C?
Yes, it could be, and it is.
Yes, it could be.
Well done. I don't know how you did it, but you got all three of them right. Congratulations. Three things you want to know this morning. If you're a big fan of the olive oil drinks they were selling at Starbucks, sadly, they're going to discontinue them. Why? Because they made you poop. They're pretty much laxative in a cup.
Kind of a internal lubricant for all the things.
I guess it was the brainchild of a Howard Schultz, the former CEO of Starbucks. Maybe that's why he's the former CEO.
That's right.
If you need to talk to him, he's in the bathroom right
he
now.
He never made it to the board meetings.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry, he's in the bathroom. Yeah. So he's disposed at the moment.
If you want olive oil in your coffee, you have to bring it yourself.
Remember back to 2020 when this song was playing in our houses? Squid Game.
Love it.
Season 2 is finally coming back. A trailer has dropped for the Netflix series that caught America by storm, and player 456 Lee has re-entered the Squid Game. He comes back after winning in season 1.
That's
sorry,
right.
Spoiler alert. Now he re-enters the game armed with the knowledge of what the game is really about, and uh-huh. he seeks to save the lives of the other players while trying to convince them to opt out and end the game once and for all.
Yeah, because they could vote to end the game if they want.
That's right.
Yeah, but I'm sure there'll be some complications.
I think there will be, and we won't expect what they are, because that whole show just threw us for a loop. That was amazing.
That was, yeah, unique.
It drops day after Christmas on Netflix.
Okay, very cool. Jennifer Lopez, J-Lo, she stormed out of a meet and greet when somebody asked her a question about Diddy.
Oh, because there's been a picture surfacing of her and Diddy at a party.
Because they had a relationship, and so they wonder if she was in any part of those freak-out parties.
Did she know about it?
Yeah, and I guess, the guy was very disappointed. She left before she was able to autograph my bottle of baby oil. Okay, I added that last part. That wasn't true.
Oh,
all right.
My God.
But it should have been true.
Can't believe you said that. But it is just like you to say it.
Three things you want to know. What are you, Jim in the Morning? Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. All right. We will be back Monday with a Woody and Jim joke off and other things that we haven't thought of yet.
That's right. And plenty of prizes.
Yeah. So what are we doing this weekend?
Let's see. I've got a podcast recording with my podcast buddies for film reviews called the Untitled Film Project Podcast. Follow us on YouTube and
wherever
you get podcasts. We're recording several episodes, which means I have to go see Venom 3 before we record, because we'll be talking about that. I don't want to.
Yeah, Venom is an okay movie franchise. It might as well be DC instead of Marvel.
relaxing a little bit because we had a wedding weekend last weekend, so this is a chance to just kick back. What about you?
I'm looking forward to relaxing this weekend. Of course, we have to set our clocks back on Sunday night.
Extra hour of sleep!
Extra hour, yeah! And, and my son Alex and his girlfriend Kara are here, so we may be taking them around, showing some sights and stuff like that.
All right.
And they're going to the UT game tomorrow.
All right. Excellent. So, hopefully they get a win and it makes it all worth the trip down I-40.
And worth the hundreds and hundreds of dollars he spent on tickets.
Oh, yeah. There's that, too.
Yeah. At least it takes like several hours to get to Knoxville. So it's all good. It's all good. You guys have a great weekend. We'll see you.